I can't remember a summer of news like this in a while. Gaza, Iraq, Ukraine, Syria, Ebola, Ferguson. Stories that don't make you smile. But that doesn't mean we want to stop covering everything else. We take on the full range of human life out there. So let's do something now that we should have done a few months ago. Bring you some of the great summer music that our show director, April Peavy, and I are excited about. April, it's been a pretty good summer for music. What have you been listening to?
Hi, Marco. And first of all, where did the summer go?
I know.
I just can't believe it.
Time flies.
But I will say that despite all the news, I've had a lot of fun listening to a lot of great music that came out this summer. And let me share with you my first pick. It's disco music from the Caribbean. A compilation came out this summer called Tropical Disco Hustle, and it's great grooves from the 70s and 80s. The track I want to share with you is a group called Wildfire. The song is called The Rebels.
Feel the disco throb, but it's funny. They can't kind of let reggae go.
Right, exactly. The song came out in the 80s, and it's all about corruption. And I guess in Trinidad and Tobago, there was a lot of unemployment among the youth. So this was a song about rising against the government at that time.
Wildfire is the band with a 70s disco-inspired track called The Rebels from Trinidad and Tobago. Who knew? I saw that come in. I did not know what was inside. I'm going to check it out now.
It's really great. What's your first pick, Marco?
April, I have really been digging this album called No Deal by a Belgian singer named Melanie Di Biasio. And it's just come out in the U.S. this summer. This is kind of the whole album slightly darkish in tone. But I don't think of Di Biasio as kind of a scary singer. She's more like a Dusty Springfield from the lowlands who every day is a gray day. This is a track, The Flow.
What's that look upon your face? It seems you've got a lot to say. But no words come. The flow seems to be gone. Let's sing the way through it. How about a new way to pray?
I received the CD as well, and I'll have to definitely listen to it more carefully. I listened to it once, and yeah, I need to go back.
So what's your second pick, April?
My second pick is a beautiful collaboration, a father and son collaboration between Tumani and Siddiqui Diabate. They both are from Mali. They play kora. The track I want to play for you is a beautiful melody. It's track number 3, Rashid Wagini. Here's father and son, each of them on the kora.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's I need to get back into this album.
Really beautiful.
You know, April, you direct the World program, which means that when the World does the actual broadcast, you're the one on the other side of the glass who cues me to talk. You also select the music that goes in between segments. Any of your summer selections made it on air already as what we call cutaways?
In fact, the song that we just heard by Tumani and Siddiqui, I have played that occasionally as a cutaway.
I thought I'd heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, my next pick, April, is from a little band, actually not a little band, a fairly large band from Ottawa called the Soul Jazz Orchestra. This album, Inner Fire, came out this summer. And this track, Kingdom Come, has an Ethiopian jazz funk groove, but the Soul Jazz Orchestra is so much more than just African grooves. Always seriously funky, though. They're very busy on the road. They've been out on the road this summer. Here's Kingdom Come.
So when was this recorded, Marco? It sounds like it was recorded in the 50s or 60s.
It's a new album. It came out this year. And actually, the Soul Jazz Orchestra has kind of a dedicated analog recording studio. So maybe that's what you're hearing. It's just kind of raw, and they're recording as a band, not as, you know, overdubs.
Wow. Fantastic.
So that's a soul jazz orchestra from their CD Inner Fire and a track called Kingdom Come. What's your final pick, April?
It's by Jorge Drexler, the doctor from Uruguay.
Right.
A lot of our listeners may know him for composing the soundtrack to Motorcycle Diaries that came out several years ago. It's a wonderful collaboration where he has a lot of guest artists come in to perform the vocals. Ana Tijoux from Chile, the Colombian group Bomba Estéreo, the lead singer from that group, and one of my favorite singers is Caetano Veloso from Brazil. Here he is playing the song called Bolivia.
Años de guerra caliente, varios años antes de la guerra fría. Todos decían que no. Cuando dijo que sí, Bolivia.
And apparently this song has very special meaning to Jorge Drexler. It's about his father and grandfather who left Germany in 1939 and moved to Bolivia.
German Jews who were playing.
So that's a song called Bolivia from Jorge Drexler's latest CD. It's called Bailar en la Cueva, Dancing in the Cave.
It's funny you picked a song with Caetano Veloso on vocals, because my final pick is also from Brazil. It goes back a number of years, though. This is an album called Siria. It's a wild kind of punk rock hybrid street music, a mix that goes back to the intermarriage of slaves of African origin and the natives of the Amazon rainforest. A really wild hybrid. Mestre Cupijo was the musician, a very smart and curious musician, born in Brazil in 1936 to a family of musicians. But he also had this Alan Lomax streak and went to live in these rainforest settlements with these maroon mixed race people and learn their music. Then he comes back to the city, arranges it for jazz big band, and in the 1970s they score a bunch of big hits across Brazil, like this one called Caboclinha do Igapo. You know, April, I got to tell you, I loved your picks, and it's a reminder to dig back into my piles of CDs and see what else I've missed this summer.
Likewise.
Great, always great to talk with you. I'm glad we did this, even if it's a couple of months late.
Thanks, Marco.
The World's April Peavy there, who also happens to be our show director. We want to hear from you, too. What's on your summer soundtrack? You can let us know what you've been listening to at PRI.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. You guys have a great weekend.